What up? It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. And make sure you check out the show, joeandalexshow.com. We put our podcast up there. And you can subscribe. It doesn't matter if you got an Android, an iPhone. I don't know, a jitterbug may not work. But you can subscribe to our podcast and have them brought to your phone, whatever you might miss.
Obama that way phone.
How do you get one of those? Do they still make those? I need one of those, but it doesn't matter. Anything, iTunes, Google Podcasts. I mean, you name it, we are on there.
If Spotify,
not,
yep.
Pork Chop will get fired because he told me we were on every platform.
Yeah, subscribe and give us 5 stars because that really helps us out. If you want our show to continue to be on and heard and consumed by the masses, we need your 5 stars and reviews. That really helps us out. Thank you.
Yeah, I got to feed my wife, so please, 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 please keep me employed. This story, thankfully nobody got hurt, but it's like, oh my gosh, I think we can all relate to what happened here.
All right, you've heard of cat burglars, certainly. Well, right now we're going to talk about a dog intruder. So we're going to explain here. A woman in Wisconsin woke up New Year's Day to find a stranger in her house curled up in the dog bed. And then Benton, her 150-pound dog, was apparently sleeping with him. Oh, my goodness. Well, turns out the man had been drinking, apparently mistook
Guilty.
The house for his own just a few doors down. He was really apologetic. But of course, we're wondering, how do you get by that big dog?
He's a Borbo, and they're known for letting people in the house and not out.
He's snuggling up with the intruders, too. All right, so that explains part of it. The owner admits she didn't lock her doors either, so maybe that's going to be one of those New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, you need to lock your door, but it was a 150-pound mastiff. The guy just like... Okay, man, guys, lay over here next to you. Do you think it was a person or something?
What
like
an idiot dog.
Did he think it was his wife?
Get oh, a you're different dog.
You're blaming on the dog.
Yes. First of all, I don't like the idea of having a pet in the house. It grosses me out. I hate dog hair. I hate the dog smell. Everything about pets in the house makes me want to throw
up. Oh, you are
Cannot
so
stand
weird.
It. Can't stand it, except I do have a thing. I don't actually want to go through with getting one, but I do have a thing. If you follow me on Instagram, I put it on my stories, but I'll find like really ugly, cute dogs with funny names, and that's my favorite thing ever. But otherwise, yeah, if I'm going to go through having a dog in my house, it better be one that can save my life, not this lazy, lazy turd.
This dog's and this other dog's like, hey, don't protect her. 833 Joe Alex. My question for you is this. This guy passed out in a house of which he thought was his in the dog bed with this 150-pound mastiff. Where did you pass out at? Maybe you just were tired and you fell asleep at work, or maybe you're like this guy and you were a little intoxicated. You were hitting the sauce pretty hard. 833 Joe Alex, 833-563-2539. Alex, you, I guess, get buzzed all the time, but have you ever been a person that's passed out before? I don't picture you as that.
Never. Never once.
Pork Chop, what about you? You ever pass out somewhere?
Once or twice, maybe, or just I've had too much to drink that I, you know, woke
Fine.
Up somewhere.
If you guys are just going to be little pansies, I'll tell you what I did. This is embarrassing because I'm sure if Liv the Web Girl wasn't on vacation, she'd have some stories. I grew up in Michigan, so my friends went to a college. It's called Ferris State University. It's kind of in the northern part of Michigan. And I never really drank, like, at all. I just was, you know, raised with my mom, and I didn't want to, you know, do anything to embarrass her or get in trouble like that. So I was kind of a good kid, even though my other high school friends and everybody would drink and do stuff. So the first time I go to college, guess what we do?
Drink,
exactly. Alex, I'm a big guy even back then, but I am a lightweight. I end up getting so drunk off of like Crown Royal and I think Natty Ice.
Ew.
I end up, so embarrassing, I get sick, I end up, you know, throwing up. But I woke up the next morning in, I guess, somebody's like sister's bed, like a little kid's bed, like
Yikes.
In a house. It's like, what the hell? It's like Goldilocks. Like, what is this big, hairy? And I was naked, too.
What are you doing in my bed?
Now, the girl wasn't there. That'd be really creepy if, like, a little girl's bed and I was naked. But she wasn't there. But it's like, what? It's like, what the hell are you doing in my sister's bed, dude? I'm like, it was comfortable.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So it wasn't a dog bed, but it was pretty dang close. Wendy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Where did you kind of find a place for the night? This person slept in a dog bed. What about you?
In the bathroom.
Oh, that doesn't sound comfortable.
In
what happened?
In the tub or the floor?
Went home after the bar, was having more drinks, went to go to bed, and there was a naked man in my bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, who's the naked man?
His name was Sean, and I did not want to lay next to him.
Yeah.
Wait, but did you know Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, that makes a difference.
Hold on, though. I want to know, like, what's your relation to Sean that he was naked in your bed?
Took him home after the bar.
Oh!
So, wait, you took a guy home, but you didn't want to hook up with him?
no, there was like a group of us, and I'm like, no, it's not going down.
Oh, okay. So you're like, I'm just going to sleep in the bathroom.
You were just being nice, yeah, and giving him a place to stay.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm sick. I can't make it back to bed.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
No problem. Thanks.
I remember I fell asleep one time working in radio. I had to work from like 1 a.m. to 11 a.m. and I fell asleep in a production studio, which is where like we edit audio and get clips ready and like make commercials or put songs in so you can hear them on the radio. But it was just so tired because I couldn't sleep during the day that there's this really nice relaxing chair and I'm just leaning back and all of a sudden I, you know, like it's like 1 o'clock, 1:30 and when I'm there, all of a sudden I get a knock and it's like, hey, are you in here, Joe? It was like 5 o'clock and our show was about to start.
Oh my God. No.
I was like, this ain't good.
Oh,
terrible.
So bad.
Hey, let us know where you kind of passed out, where you zonked out like that drunk dude did with that dog. On Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Coming up next, a special edition of Joe Wants to Know. Yes, I have dumb questions and I like to ask them to you to get your response. And I guess producer Porkchop actually wants to join in today. Is that true?
No. We're not doing this.
Well, you're not gonna let me
Why
have a guest
this keep
person.
Happening to me? Why does this keep happening?
People
to
love
me?
Joe Wants to Know.
This is not a good question.
No, all these
and
questions
pork
are
chops,
good.
Porkchop, your questions are already lame. Yours is even worse, and I'm very disappointed in you because you're supposed to be the producer.
You know, I thought for the new year you'd be nicer.
I'm just a truth teller.
No, I think you're gonna be shocked to see like people's response.
All right, we'll find out next on the Joe and Alex Show.